I think the feds have indicated that the application can be resubmitted.
Of course it can. We can ship. We can charter a new ship, and we're going to start discussions today after session. But I think it needs. I think it's important that Wisconsinites know that on the first ship we missed that boat. The governor asked us to come in special session and to address an issue, and that issue needed to be addressed to also help us getting federal dollars that clearly our districts need. And we didn't do that in the special session. And so in time, in order for it to matter in our application. So my position is we didn't do that. We should call that out and say that. And now we should all be committed to come together and get something done for our kids.
Members of your own caucus and some Assembly Democrats from Milwaukee have different proposals. I mean, do you think you're all ready to sit down together and move something forward quickly?
I think the voters sent us here to take care of issues, and this is one of those kind of issues. The legacy of Wisconsin completely revolves around how we feel about education. It's the first place that we gave women the right to vote. We feel strongly about this issue. So I'm committed. I've been committed to compromise. I'm still committed to come to the table and have those conversations. I don't think this should be a partisan issue. I think this should be an issue that legislators are concerned about, and that no one should feel comfortable for us to do status quo, which means regardless of what's out there, in the end, we need to do something that is real for the students to get new outcomes.
Would this be a good idea, in your view, regardless of whether or not Race to the Top was dependent on it?
I think anything that's going to create a clear line of accountability is necessary. You know, earlier in the year when I was doing accountability and addressing it in the voucher program, I said, when I went to a breakfast with MTEA, I said, I'm dealing with accountability with them. I'm coming to talk to you about accountability, to deal with accountability with you next. I did that. I'm committed to that because quality education is what we need. I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's in the voucher program, the charter program, or the public program. And it can't just, you know, be one person's perspective. We have to sit down and let all the perspectives come to the table and figure out, hash out something so that we can do something for our kids, regardless of what's available at the feds. Okay. But what's available at the feds, don't get me wrong,
right,
is important.
It is important. And lastly, did the feds send, I'm in a little mixed messages. I know Secretary Duncan talked to individual lawmakers and urged them to pass mayoral control, but some of the public statements, I think there was a little doubt in the minds maybe of voters as to whether or not this really needed to happen.
You know, I think voters never got an opportunity to really hear the full ins and outs of each bill. And I think more importantly, we have from after session forward in regular session to be able to address that, try to make sure that everything is made clear. And I think most important, voters want us to have new outcomes. People want our kids to be educated. And so in the end, that's what we have to, you know, be able to do is figure out how can we get the most drastic change for our kids. I mean, let's think about it. 8,500 kids start in elementary, 8,300 go to middle school, only 3,000 go to 10th grade, 5,500 are missing in action, and of the 3,000, only 1,500 can read and only 1,000 can do math. What are those numbers? Those numbers are completely not acceptable. And in some categories, African-American men, maybe not even 50% graduate. How can they compete internationally? Forget down the block. Forget with West Allis or Waukesha or, you know, Lena, Wisconsin. You know, they can't compete with India and China.
Very good, Senator. Thanks very much.
Thanks for asking. And I look forward to our work to get something done for the people.
I'm sorry, time frame here? I mean, how soon would you like to see a finished product, an accommodation?
Let me tell you where I'm at with it. I want to meet as soon as we can, as often as we can, as long as we need to, until we get something done.
Very good. Thanks, Senator.
Thanks so much.